a show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
Oh, here's a silly ditty. You can sing it right away. Now here's what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, 'cause I just sang the tune.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
I get dizzy, I get numb, oh, when I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill?
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in my coup?
By herself, she's a group.
That's what I say.
Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. You can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
I get dizzy, I get numb, when I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
Look at me, I'm a train on a track. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Look at me, got a load on my back. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Been a hard day, yes it has. Been a hard day, yes it has. Been a hard day. I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, chicken train, yeah. Look at me, I'm a train on a line, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. For the very last time, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. It's been a life that's long and hard. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. I'm going down to the baker's yard. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Been a hard day, yes it has. Been a hard day, yes it has. Been a hard day, yes it has. I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. It's been a life that's long and hard.
train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a chicken train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train.
Moondog, I'm a train! Oh man, this proves that you have a great melody with stupid lyrics. People will still listen.
That's what you call a nonsense song, I think, in the old days.
Yeah,
just
well,
a fun-loving, kind of a romp in the studio, I imagine.
Albert Hammond came out with a hit with It Never Rains in Southern California
right.
in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, that wasn't a hit, but we play it anyway because it's just plain stupid.
Yeah, it's just kind of a dumb, fun song, I guess. He needed filler for his album, I think.
Yeah, I
think so. The boys went in and laid that down. Now, before that, Stubby and the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
we were a little politically incorrect there.
I suppose I'm expecting the hate mail very shortly.
Hey, you didn't write it. You didn't record it.
No, that was recorded back in the 50s with Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers.
Times were different then.
Yeah.
Back then it was known as the Too Fat Polka. Nowadays it'd be the Morbidly Obese Polka.
Or maybe the Vertically Challenged Polka? Or no, the Horizontally... Oh, no,
actually,
the Vertically Challenged.
I think they just call it the Carney Wilson theme.
Come on, hate mail to Moondog.
Oh, geez, she's a lovely gal, and she had that operation, and she looks a lot.
Oh, boy, I don't
She's healthy again, there you go.
Oh, that's cruel. Oh.
What?
Snarf Dude here.
And the Moondog.
And time once again for...
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
And once again, we delve into the celeb slip-up to bring out a...
Oh, you're thinking of the refrigerator and shame, aren't you?
No.
We didn't have to dig anywhere to get this.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ahead of myself.
You
the
are.
The fridge of shame is...
You're excited about it this week.
Yeah, and with very good reason. It's regarding O.J. Simpson.
It's
That's all
stabby.
I will say.
That's all we'll
it's
say.
Real campy. But getting back to the celeb slip-up this week...
Hey.
Okay, kill your Tony Danza impression.
Well, I was just giving a little hint there. His daughter in that show, Who's the Boss?
And that's still on reruns, too.
Oh, what an awful show. Was that show ever funny?
No.
I don't think it was ever funny.
What's even more funny is that Tony Danza can think he can sing and dance.
Yeah.
And people actually pay money for this.
And who was the chick, Angela, there? She was a man.
Oh,
she
really?
She was a man, baby.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Oh, well. But we're thinking about Tony's daughter.
Someone who's definitely not a man.
Definitely not a man and grown up to be a rather attractive woman.
Yes, Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano, more recently known as Eva Save-A-Lot in the 1-800-COLLECT commercials.
And she's also in that show Charmed.
Oh, yes,
that's
right.
That stinky Aaron Spelling magic show.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and of course in softcore...
Let's not go
all
there.
Over the video
let's
store.
Let's not go there. Let's
well, I'm just saying what she's been doing with herself.
Well, that's fine, but you know more about this than I do, so...
I don't know much about it. She had, like, Japanese love Western culture and celebrities.
Okay.
Hence, there's always a lot of Western superstars like Harrison Ford and Woody Allen doing TV commercials over there that you don't hear about normally in North America.
Yeah, because they get paid a lot of money to do this.
Exactly. Millions of dollars. Well, Alyssa Milano, she actually had a big music career, I believe it was in Japan.
Oh,
they're
really?
They're the only people that would buy her CDs, apparently. Because I don't think she ever had, like, a hit domestically.
It's like David Hasselhoff in Germany.
Exactly. Same thing. And she released about four or five albums. And this one sounds kind of like a Paula Abdul or Bobby Brown ripoff. Every Single Kiss by Alyssa Milano from 1991.
Right here on Keys, Please. Milano, Joni of Who's the Boss fame, his little girl on the show. She all grown up, isn't
she? What was her name on that show?
Samantha,
that's right.
Samantha Maselli.
Alyssa Milano, the star of such cinematic masterpieces as Poison Ivy 2 and Vampire's Embrace.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I tell you. Every little kiss, every little thing, every single something.
Every single kiss.
I can't read.
It sounded a lot like Every Little Thing by Bobby Brown. They were obviously going for that new jack swing of the late 80s, early 90s. And there you go, Alyssa Milano. We'll never play that again.
I hope not.
That was pretty awful, I got to say.
Hey,
but,
I mean,
she sold millions of records. Like, I believe it was in Japan.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
Snarftooth here.
And Moondog.
And you think Alyssa Milano is bad.
Ooh.
Wait till the
really
monkey
hitting
keys.
We're really going way down with the next one.
And
straight to hell.
And to some degree in bad taste, too.
Yes, very much so.
But that's all I will say. We'll be right back.